Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Removing the hair of the armpit. The ahadith mentioned the word nataf in respect of the armpit. This means that the hair of the armpit should be plucked, not shaved. Plucking has many advantages over shaving, even though shaving is permissible. It is narrated that Yunus ibn Abdul Ala rahimahullah ta'ala once visited Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala and found him busy shaving his armpits. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala informed Yunus rahimahullah that he was aware that the sunnah method was to pluck, but acknowledged that he was incapable of practicing upon it. The mustahab method of removing the hair is to commence with the hair of the right armpit and then to proceed to the left armpit. Description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed armpit. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to lift his hands at the time of dua, the brightness of his armpit would be noticeable. Deducing from this hadith, certain Shafi'i scholars have said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had hairless armpits. Other scholars view that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had hair, but this was regularly removed, and it seemed radiant. Allama Zabidi rahimahullah ta'ala has written that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed armpit was pure of offensive odors. Cleansing the nose. Every part of a Muslim's body should be clean. Some people have the habit of keeping their nose dirty and sniffing all the time. This is a despicable habit and unbecoming of a Muslim. When cleaning the nose, one should draw the water in from the right hand and use the left hand for cleaning. Plucking the hair in the nose. Amr ibn Shu'aib rahimahullah ta'ala narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, pluck the hair that grows in the nose. Note, this refers to strands that emerge from the nose. Allama Munawwi rahimahullah ta'ala has written in Faidul Qadir that it is permissible to pluck or cut such strands. He has stated that it is mustahab to remove the hair in the nose. It is incorrect to remove all the hair in the nose. The hadith informs us that the hair in the nose prevents leprosy. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.